In the seventh aliyah of Parshas Vayigash, the Torah tells us that Yosef settled his father and his brothers, and he gave them an achuza, a holding in the land. And Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch explains that that term achuza is unique to land ownership and doesn't apply to movable property. He refers you to his commentary in Parshas Chayisara, where he explains that it's specifically land to which a person subsumes himself rather than the other way around. Land outlives a person, so only people can be sublimated to land, and land cannot be sublimated to people. And this particular quality of land is a theme that we find throughout the Aliyah, as well as themes of ownership. So in Pasuk Yates, we are told that the people who are desperate for food say, Lama namus l'einecha gam anachnu gam admasenu, k'nei osanu v'yes admasenu balachem, v'niya anachnu v'admasenu avadim l'faro, v'sein zera v'nechia v'lo namus v'adama lo seisham. So we don't want to die without food, so take us and take our land. And they're offering themselves to be slaves. Nonetheless, it doesn't seem like Yosef takes them up on their offer completely. The Chmesh HaChachma notes that if you look at the next pasuk, it tells us, Vayiken Yosef es kol admas Mitzrayim l'faro. So Yosef indeed took their land, but he didn't take them as slaves. And the Mesha Chachma explains that this is because Yosef hated the idea of human slavery. And Rav Kupperman in his footnotes explains that's because Yosef himself was sold into slavery. And Ein Chacham Kabal Nisayon, someone who has gone through the experience himself, learns what it's like and knows to hate it for others. And this foreshadows the idea that the Jewish people themselves will become slaves in Mitzrayim. And the Torah repeatedly reminds us that that experience is supposed to instill within us a sensitivity to know what others who are estranged and enslaved feel and go through. So here, Yosef is opposed to the idea of slavery. So the next pasuk tells us that he took the land, but not the people. But nonetheless, in pasuk Chav Gimel, we do find a reference to the people, as the pasuk says, "Vayomer Yosef el ha'am, hein kanisi eschem hayom." So to that, the Mesha Chachma explains that he didn't acquire them as slaves, but only as day laborers. And that's why the Pasuk puts the word Hayom in between Eschem v'es Admaschem. So he did acquire the land, but the people, he only took them as day laborers because indeed he wasn't willing to take them as slaves. However, due to the fact that he wasn't willing to take them as slaves, there needed to be some indication that the land indeed was no longer theirs. And therefore he explains what the pasuk in between, pasuk of Aleph, tells us, V'yas ha'am hevir oso l'arim, mikseh gevul Mitzrayim v'ad kotsehu. He moved the people around from one town to the next. So Mesha Chachm explains that was necessary as a consequence of the fact that he wasn't making them slaves. There had to be some indication that the land was no longer theirs, and therefore he had to move them away out of their homes. The Gemara, however, in Maseches Chulin and Daf Samach Amud Beis, tells us another motive for doing this. He wanted to spare his brothers the embarrassment of being called exiles. And therefore, if no one was in their original location, there was no possibility of those who were there in their homes making fun of the brothers and calling them by any disparaging titles. The Aliyah and the Parsha ends on a ominous note, Vayeshev Yisrael Be'eretz Mitzrayim, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that this is a negative foreshadowing. Vayeshev is a Lashon Tsar, and this is going to lead right into Yaakov's death with no interruption in Parshas Vayechi. And the Kli Yakar tells us that this pasuk is meant to convey the shame of the Jewish people, that God had said, Ki geriyah, that they were meant to be strangers in this land. And nonetheless, the pasuk tells us, V'yei achzuva, that they let it take hold of them. And Rav Schwab comments here, following in the tradition of his predecessor, Rav Hirsch, that this word is spelled here with a tsere, that the land held them and not vice versa. Rav Hirsch had understood this is a quality of land in general, but here the point is being emphasized that they were being controlled by the presence in the land. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky suggests that they changed their minds from their original plan just to be there temporarily because they saw that their spiritual situation had improved. Nonetheless, as Rav Hirsch himself does comment here, in settling down permanently lay the danger that in the course of time, the people would betray their heritage and become estranged from their momentous mission.